الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثروا مسألة الله الجنة واستعيذوا به من النار، فإنهما شافعتان مشفعتان. وإن العبد إذا أكثر مسألة الله الجنة تقول الجنة: يا ربي عبدك هذا سألنيك فأسكنه إياي. وتقول النار: يا ربي عبدك هذا استعاذ بك مني فأعذه. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, we find that throughout the ages, regardless of the level of moral degradation that the various nations of the world were involved in, the primary effort which Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam made upon them was an effort on their iman, was an effort on their heart to instill the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of the Nabi of Allah, whichever Nabi had been sent to that particular nation, and to instill in them the consciousness and the awareness that the life of this world is temporary and that the eternal life of the hereafter is coming. In fact, in the Quran, the life of the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala says that that is the life. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. That life is not even the life of this world, true life is the life of the hereafter. So every Nabi of Allah made this effort to turn the attention of humanity away from that which was apparent, away from that which they could see, towards the unseen. And Allah Ta'ala, when He begins His Kitab, the Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, this is the book, in it there is no doubt. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, it is hidayat, it is a source of guidance for those with taqwa. And what is the most basic level of hidayat? What is the most basic level of taqwa? Where does iman start? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. To have conviction and belief on the unseen. Such an effort was made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the hearts of Sahaba Kiram, that they took more effect from that which could not be seen than the effect which they took from what could be seen. Istihzar, consciousness and awareness of akhirat. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Sahaba Kiram and he told them, لا تنسوا العظيمتين. That, O my Sahaba, do not ever forget the two great things. The Sahaba responded, وَمَا الْعَظِيمَتَانِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What are the two great things that should never be forgotten? He replied, الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارِ. Never ever forget Jannat and Jahannam. Our tabiat, our nature is such that we weigh the effect of our actions in worldly terms. Either there is some financial benefit, or we are fulfilling our pleasures and our desires. That is what motivates us to carry out a particular action. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the basis on which they measured and they weighed their actions was not worldly terms. But this desire of mine, if I have to fulfill it, what will happen to me in akhirat? And this difficulty and this hardship in this world, if I have to endure it, what return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me in akhirat? You find in Medina Munawwara, there was an environment where constantly the muzakara, the reminding of one another of Jannat and Jahannam was taking place. If we study and we analyze our conversations, all the time, morning till night, we are motivated by worldly pursuits, worldly desires. This is what is happening to the economy. That is the strength of this currency. That is a good deal to go into. That is, you'll find benefit in getting this degree. If we analyze our conversation all the time, we are encouraging one another, we are motivating one another towards worldly return, towards worldly recompense. Whereas Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the constant effort was an effort of akhirat. And in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the famous hadith which he mentioned on the eve of Ramadan, one section of it, he said, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ خَصْلَتَيْنِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَصْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا فَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ فَشَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا فَتَسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةَ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. He said, O my ummah, in this month of Ramadan, increase in four things. Two things are such, you will gain the pleasure of Allah. And two things are such, la ghina abikum anhuma, you can never ever do without these two things. The two things by which you will gain the pleasure of Allah, excessively make dhikr of la ilaha illallah. Excessively make muzakara of la ilaha illallah. And excessively seek forgiveness from Allah during this month. And the latter part of this, the two things which he said, la ghina bikum anhuma. He said, there are two things, my ummah, you can never ever do without. Tas'alullah al-jannah. Keep asking Allah for jannah. Ta'awwadhuna bihi minan nar. Keep seeking the protection of Allah from jahannam. In one riwayat it comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person who seven times says to Allah, O Allah, give me jannat, if he says it seven times every day, then jannat responds. And jannat says, jannat speaks to Allah, intercedes for this person in front of Allah and says, Ya Allah, grant him jannat. In the hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْفِرُوا مَسْأَلَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Excessively ask Allah for jannah. Excessively seek the protection of Allah from jahannam. فَإِنَّهُمَا شَافِعَتَانْ مُشَفَّعَتَانْ. Because jannah and jahannam are two interceders on the day of judgment, and their intercession will be accepted. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter elaborates, he explains, what is the sifarish, what is the intercession which jannah and jahannam will make. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَكْثَرَ مَسْأَلَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. When a slave of Allah keeps on asking Allah for jannah, then jannah says to Allah, Ya Rabbi, O my Allah, abduka hadha alladhi sa'alnika fa'askinhu iyaya. O my Allah, certain slave of yours keeps on asking you for me. Fa'askinhu iyaya. O my Allah, let him become my resident. Give him jannat. Ma min yawmin illa wal jannatu wal nar tas'alan. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not a single day passes except that jannat and jahannam flee before Allah, beseech Allah. Taqulu al jannah, ya rabbi qad tabat thimari wa taradat anhari wa ishtaqtu ila awliyai fa'ajjil ilayya bi ahli. He said, every day, Jannat says to Allah, O Allah, my fruit has become ripe. My ni'mat, my bounties have increased. My fruits have increased. My rivers are flowing. وَاشْتَقْتُ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِي And I have shawq, I have desire for my residence. فَعَجِّلْهُ إِلَيَّ أَهْلِي O Allah, very quickly send the jannatis to me. And every day Jahannam is beseeching Allah in a like manner that Ya Allah, my azab, my chain, my fire, my stones, my boulders, my serpents, my snakes, my scorpions have increased. O Allah, send my residence over to me. When the slave of Allah would excessively ask for Jannat, then Jannat says to Allah, Ya Allah, grant him Jannat. When the slave of Allah will excessively seek the protection of Allah from Jahannam, then Jahannam, Taqulul Jahannam, Taqulul Nar, Jahannam says to Allah, Ya Rabbi, Abduka Hada, Ista'adha Bika Minni, Fa'idhu Minni. O Allah, your so-and-so slave keeps on seeking protection from me. O Allah, save him from me. Jinabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Utlubul jannata juhdakum, wahrabu minan nari juhdakum." He said, beg Allah, beseech Allah for jannat to the absolute maximum. The interesting thing in this riwayat, my respected brothers, and the point we want to make, is that one is the exhortation to make dua for jannat, and to make dua for protection from Jahannam. Does it mean just give lip service to this? Is the command of Sharia just a question of making dua only? Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said, Man qala inni uhibbu al-jannata fahuwa kadibun, law ahabba al-jannata la'amila bi'amali ahli al-jannah. He said, that person who says to Allah, he raises his hands in dua, he says, Ya Allah, give me jannat. Ya Allah, I love your jannat. He says, فَهُوَ كَاذِبٌ This person is speaking lies to Allah. He is a liar. Because if he loved jannat, if he really desired jannat, then he would have done the amal of the people of jannat. وَمَنْ قَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ النَّارِ فَقَدْ كَذَبَ لَوْ كَانَ يَخَافُ النَّارِ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ When he raises his hand in dua, and he says, Ya Allah, I fear Jahannam. The month of Ramadan has come. The masjids to a certain extent get full. Daily at the time of iftar, dua is being made. At the time of sehri, dua is being made. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, why are we confining it just to dua? Why isn't there a conscious effort to change our life? We are asking Allah for jannat. Are we living the lives of a jannati? We are asking Allah for protection from Jahannam. But morning till night, we are doing everything to earn Jahannam. Is this person sincere in this dua? Hasan Basri says, that person who says, I fear Jahannam, and he does the actions of the Jahannami, he is lying to Allah. He is making mazak with Allah. Such an effort was made on Sahaba Kiram. So much muzakara of Jannat, so much muzakara of Jahannam, so much effort on Iman. That, my respected brothers, it was as if every action they weighed it in the light of Akhirat. If I do this, is my Jannat going to be made? If I do this, am I going to go closer towards Jahannam? That contract of riba is in front of me. I've got sufficient funds. My business is generating enough profit for monthly for me to meet the installment. Outwardly, it appears as if there is financial benefit for me. I can buy that house which I couldn't afford. I can buy that car on HP which I couldn't afford. I can go for that holiday which I couldn't afford. The picture is very rosy. I'll buy that property, pay it off in 20 years. There will be financial security for me in that. How many of us consider when we look at the dotted line and we are about to sign? How many of us consider what is going to happen to me when the day is going to come that this person who engaged in a transaction of riba, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Yutlum, his ear will be brought before him on the day of judgment and it will be given in his hand, and now it will be said to him that you make war with Allah, fight with your Allah now. How easy it is to speak lies. How easy it is to backbite about others. How easy it is, how difficult it is for us when the muezzin is calling out the azan of Fajr to lift up that 50-ounce blanket and come to the masjid. My respected brothers, it has become easy to disobey Allah. Ibadat and worship of Allah has become difficult. The reason is that effort is not being made on Iman. Effort to bring alive the reality of Akhirat, the reality of Jannat, the reality of Jahannam. He said, اُطْلُبُ الْجَنَّةَ جُهْدَكُمْ وَهْرَبُوا مِنَ النَّارِ جُهْدَكُمْ. He said, search for Jannat to the height of your abilities. Seek protection from Jahannam to the height of your abilities. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَنَامُ طَالِبُهَا وَإِنَّ النَّارَ لَا يَنَامُ حَالِبُهَا. Because the one who desires that, he will never rest till he gets Jannah. And the one who fears Jahannam will never rest till he is protected from Jahannam. وَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا الْيَوْمِ مَحْفُوفَةٌ مِنْ لَذَّاتِ وَالشَّهَوَاتِ وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ مَحْفُوفَةٌ مِنْ مَكَارِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this world is covered with a veil of desires and passions, and akhirat is covered with a veil of hardships and difficulties. Do not let the attraction of the desires and passions of this world, فَلَا تُلْهِيَنَّكُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ. Do not let it make you ghafil or unaware or negligent of your akhirat. Coming back to the point we were making, Sahaba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this effort of Iman was made, it was as if Jannat and Jahannam was in front of them. One occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the masjid, Haritha bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, who is sleeping. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frogs him with his feet and he says to him, كيف أصبحت يا Haritha? Oh Haritha, how have you gotten up this morning? What is your condition? Literally this question, كيف أصبحت, means how is your health? He was asking him about his health, but there was such an environment in Medina Munawwara that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself and the Sahabi also understood the question is not about my physical health, but the question is about the health and the level and the nature of my Iman. So immediately he replies, today if one Arab meets another and says, كيف أصبحت, how is your health, you will say, I am either healthy or I am sick. Haritha bin Malik replies, أصبحت مؤمنا حقا يا رسول الله. O Nabi of Allah, I find that the reality of Iman has permeated my heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَ فَمَا حَقِيقَةُ إِيمَانِكَ. O Haritha, there is a proof, there is a reality behind every statement. فَمَا حَقِيقَةُ إِيمَانِكَ. What is the proof? What is the reality of your Iman? Look at the response that is given. It says, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَزَفَتْ نَفْسِي عَنِ الدُّنْيَا فأسهرت ليالي وأزمعت نهاري وكأني أنظر إلى عرش ربي بارزا وإلى أهل الجنة يتزاورون فيها وإلى أهل النار يتعاون فيها. He says, O Nabi of Allah, Akhirat, Jannat, Jahannam has become such a reality to me that I find I am not interested and not attracted towards any of the pleasures of this world. My days are spent in fasting. My nights are spent crying before Allah.
وكأني أنظر إلى عرش ربي باردا. He says it appears to me as if the arsh of Allah is in front of me. He says, O Nabi of Allah, I can see the people of Jannah meeting one another. This was not exclusive to this Sahabi. In Uhud, Anas bin Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he addresses his companion and he says, Wahan li rihil Jannah, Wahan li rihil Jannah. We can see that tropical paradise, and we can see that holiday that we have planned, and we can see that fancy home, or that expensive car that one day we are going to buy, that latest model Mercedes Benz we are picturing in our mind's eye, that very soon I'm going to be the owner of that car, and I'm going to drive that car, or I'm going to own that holiday flat, or I'm going to go to that overseas destination. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't imagine such things. They didn't aspire towards such things. It is a desert. It is a field of Uhud. Anas bin Nadr says, O Ustaz, how beautiful is the fragrance of Jannah. I can smell Jannah coming from Uhud. I can smell Jannah coming from Uhud. And he gives his life in the path of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sends Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sa'd bin Rabi'a is lying on the field of Uhud. Zayd bin Haritha goes to him and he says, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqriyuka salam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has conveyed salams to you. And he is asking, Kayfa ajiduka? What condition are you in? He says, Tell my Nabi, ajidu riha al-jannah. Tell my Nabi that I have found the fragrance of Jannah already. Tell my Nabi that I can smell Jannah already. Akhirat was a reality to them. On one occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting with his Sahaba. He reads the verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, wa quduha an-nas wal hijara. O you who believe, save yourselves and save your families from Jahannam. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ The fuel of which is men and stones. One elderly Sahabi gets up and he says, O Nabi of Allah, Hijaratu Jahannam kahijarati dunya. Are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of dunya? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَصَخْرَةٌ مِّن صَخْرِ جَهَنَّمْ أَعْظَمُ مِّن جِبَالِ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one stone of Jahannam is bigger than all the mountains of this world put together. And this elderly Sahabi hears this, فَخَرَّ مَغْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. He starts breathing heavily and he falls down unconscious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his hand on his chest and he says to him, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ سَيْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ سَيْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The Sahabi recites the kalima and he passes away on the spot. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدِ. Allah has prepared Jannah for those who will fear when they have to stand in front of Allah, and those who will the warnings given by Allah. One youngster hears the mention of Jahannam from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He locks himself up in his house. He is filled with fear. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to hear of his condition. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to visit this youngster. Barely he enters the home, this youngster sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He runs to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He kisses him. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraces him. And there and then this youngster passes away. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Sahaba, Jahizu sahibakum, fa'inna al-faraq minan nar salaga kabidahu. Prepare the janada of this youngster, because the fear of Jahannam has cut up his liver. One woman came to Zunnoon Misri rahmatullahi alayhi, and she says, Sifli al-Jannah, O Zunnoon, describe Jannah for me. Describe Jannah for me. Zunnoon Misri rahmatullahi alayhi says to her, Inna al-Jannata la yuhitu biha ilmu alim, wa la yasifuha wasfu wasif. How can we describe that Jannah which Allah says, Ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la qadr ala qalbi bashar. No eye has seen such things. No ear has heard of such things. No mind and imagine such things. How can I describe it to you? Nevertheless, since you are asking, let me give you a small taste of Jannat. He said, Inna fil jannati marjam min shibbatin bayda. In Jannat is a field made out of pure silver. Fi wasfil marj qasrun min zahabin akbar. In the center of the field of silver is a palace hole. Fi wasfil qasri qubbatun min yaqutin ahmar. In the center of the palace of gold is a dome of red ruby. Fi wasfil qubbati sarirun min zahabin wa johar. In the center of the red ruby dome is a bed made out of gold and silver. Tajri tahta sariri arba'atu anhar. Flowing underneath the bed are four streams. Nahrum min ma, wa nahrum min khamar, wa nahrum min atal, wa nahrum min laban. One stream of water, one stream of wine, one stream of milk, one stream of honey. And on this bed, wa ala sariri jariya, is a woman of Jannat. Lo bada mi'asamuha fi zulumat, wa ashraqat wa anarat. Such is her beauty. If her forearm had to be exposed in this world, it would outshine the sun. If it was exposed at night, the whole universe would light up. Wa ila janibiha waliyullah ala surati gulamin aliyat amrat. On her side, lying next to her, is the friend of Allah, the Jannati, the man of Jannat. What is his description? Ala qalbi ayyub, he has the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam. Wa ala khuluqi adam, wa ala amati adam, he has the height of Adam alayhi salam, 60 foot tall, 7 feet wide. Wa ala miladi Isa, he has the age of Isa alayhi salatu salam. Wa ala husni Yusuf, he has the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Wa ala khuluqi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Jannati will have the akhlaq of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa ashatil arwah wa habbatil riyah, the winds will be blowing, the beautiful fragrance of Jannat will be there. When this woman hears this description of Jannat, she says, alayka illa qatli ya misri, O misri, you are after my life. Fashahifat shahbatan atat matanaha, she screams and passes away on the spot. Haritha, in the Masjid al-Nabawi, is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can see the people of Jannat meeting one another. Inna min na'imi ahli al-Jannah, annahum yatazawaruna ala al-mataya wal-nujub, wa annahum yutawna bi khaylin musrajatin muljama, la taruthu wa la tabul, fayarkabunaha, hatta yantahu haythu sha Allah, fayatihim mislu al-sahaba, fiha ma la aynu ra'at, wa la udhunun samiat, fayakulun, umturi alayna, fama yazalu al-mata, حتى ينتهي ذلك فوق امانهم. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one, just one of the bounties of Jannat is the ziyarat of Ahl Jannat, the meeting of the Jannatis. Horses will be brought, these horses will be flying, these horses are pure, they do not defecate, they do not urinate. The Jannati will mount this horse and he will fly with this horse in Jannat. He will come to a place, suddenly a cloud will come above him. This cloud will be filled with whatever he desires. He will say to the cloud, rain upon me my desires. Whatever he desires and beyond that will rain down upon him. Suddenly a wind will come. This wind will have mounds of musk. He will put the musk on himself, on his body, on his horse. Why is he perfuming himself? Something else Allah wants to give him. فَيَنْتَهُ حَيْثُ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. He will go further. فَإِذَا الْمَرَأَةُ تُنَادِي بَعْضَ أُولَٰئِكَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ أَمَا لَكَ فِينَا مِنْ حَاجَةٍ. Suddenly, a woman of indescribable beauty will come in front of him and she will say to him, Oh, the slave of Allah, don't you desire me? Are you not attracted to me? He will say, Who are you? مَا كُنْتُ عَلِمْتُ بِمَكَانِكَ. I don't know who you are. She will say, أَنَا زَوْجَتُكِ وَحِبُّكَ. I am your beloved. I am your wife. I am your lover. He will say, How come I don't know of your existence? She will say, أَوَمَا تَعْلَمْ. Don't you know? أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولْ. That my Allah has said, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. No soul knows that which Allah has concealed. Such things which will cool the eyes, earn your Jannat. Give yourself over to Allah in this short life. Allah has kept such things for you. You cannot even imagine them. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. known. It is a return for you for the actions which you did. When this Jannati will hear this verse, he will say, yes, my Allah has said this. And thereafter, he will embrace this woman and he will enjoy himself with her for 40 years. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if it were not for the other pleasures of Jannat, he would have remained with her forever. But 40 years with her only, and thereafter he will go on because of what Allah has kept for him further in Jannat. Harithah bin Malik says, O Nabi of Allah, I can see the ziyarah taking place. I can hear the Jahannamis like dogs barking out, O Allah, save us, O Allah, save us. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears this, he says, O Harithah, anta imrun, nawwar Allahu qalbaka bil iman. Now iman has entered your heart. Allah has given you the noor of iman. Arabta falzam, you have recognized it. Now hold fast to this. Harithah bin Malik says, O Nabi of Allah, I have one tamanna, one desire only. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what is your desire, O Harithah? He says, make dua to Allah that Allah accepts my life in his path. I can't wait anymore. Umayyah bin Humam, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ta'arradu ila jannatin, ardu wa samawatu wal ard, go towards Jannat, go towards Jannat, the breadth of which is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. He has dates in his hand. He says, Lain hayitu ila an akula samarati hada, lakana hayatun tawila. If I remain alive for as long as it takes to eat these dates, this is too long a life. This is too long a life. Jannat is waiting for me and I am holding back. He throws the dates away. He rushes into the battlefield and what are the words on his lips? Raghban, raghban ila Allah bi ghayri zadi illa at-tuqa wa 'amal al-ma'adi wa sabr fi Allah 'ala al-jihadi wa kullu zadin 'urdatun nafadi ghayra at-taqa wal-birr wal-rashadi. He says, I am running to Allah. I am running to Allah. I have no provisions of this world. What I have is taqwa. What I have is sabr while striving in the path of Allah. Wa kullu zadin 'urdatun nafad. Then he addresses the entire mankind, the entire ummah till Qiyamah, and he says, what you are gathering of this world, that wealth which you are hankering after, those worldly desires which you are hankering after, kullu zadin 'urdatun nafad, it is a target for destruction. Kullu man 'alayha fan, everything will be destroyed. Illa at-tuqa wal birr wal rashad, except that which you will send ahead, except that which you will send ahead, except that which you will sacrifice for Allah's deen, except that which you will hand over to Allah, everything else will be destroyed. Saying this, he gives his life in the path of Allah. Ramadan is the month of Badr. Ramadan is the month of Fateh Makkah. Ramadan is that month where Allah Rasul said, La ghina bikum anhuma. You cannot do without this. Keep asking Allah for Jannat. Keep asking Allah protection from Jahannam. The demand is not just asking. The demand is not just lip service. O my ummah, do the amal of the people of Jannat. O my ummah, stay away from the amal of the people of Jahannam. O my ummah, maut is coming, sabr is coming, akhirat is coming. Make that effort on your iman, that Jannat becomes a reality, Jahannam becomes a reality. Let your actions not be motivated by worldly attraction and by worldly things. Let your actions be motivated by the Jannat of Allah and the Jahannam of Allah. La'allakum tattaqoon. This fasting was given to you so that you develop taqwa, aware of Allah, consciousness of Allah. And what better way, what better system, my respected brothers, than we strive in the path of Allah in this month of Ramadan, so that this effort of iman is made, so that daily we go person to person, person to person, tell them about Allah, tell them about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them about Jannat, tell them about Jahannam, morning till night, go person to person, speak about Allah's Jannat, speak about Jahannam, and then at tahajjud, raise the hand and say, Ya Allah, give me Jannat. Ya Allah, save me from Jahannam, and see what noor there will be in that dua. When the whole day da'wat was given towards this, and thereafter we make the dua. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidna, alhamdulillah.